We've recently received notice that you were tested for COVID-19, and I'd like to ask you a couple questions.
Luis Jauregui is a contact tracer with the El Paso Department of Public Health. These are some of the questions he routinely asks people who've tested positive for COVID-19.
Just to see how you're doing and if we can identify family members or other loved ones around you that we should be keeping an eye on.
To protect medical privacy, we did not listen to an actual phone call, but he demonstrated the process.
Can I get the names of all individuals living with you so that we can place them under monitoring?
Contact tracers work to identify members of the infected person's household and other close contacts who were exposed to the virus and need to self-isolate. The goal? Keep them from spreading COVID-19 to more people.
Thank you so much for your cooperation, but before I let you go,
in this region, bilingual contact tracers are critical.
Wonderful. Let me just verify your date of birth and address real quick.
People not only switch back and forth between English and Spanish, they also go back and forth across the U.S.-Mexico border. Though closed to all but essential travel to contain the virus, a significant number of U.S. citizens and legal residents cross over to visit relatives and do essential jobs in both countries.
This morning, I contacted the health authorities in Juarez.
Fernando Gonzalez, the lead epidemiologist for El Paso's health department, is in touch with his counterparts in Juarez on a regular basis.
We have cases that are in El Paso. Some of them have been hospitalized, but that had contact before getting sick with relatives or friends in Juarez.
The health departments in the sister cities have long collaborated to prevent and contain a range of infectious diseases on the border. The pandemic is creating new pressures, says infectious disease expert Ogachika Alozi. He's also chief medical officer at Del Sol Medical Center in El Paso.
And I understand that historically we've had great relationship with the public health department there. I think that in the trying times of a pandemic, it tests the strength of those relationships very quickly.
Each border city has to contend with layers of local, state, and federal governments and different schedules for restarting economic activities. As Texas reopens more businesses, drive-through testing is now ramping up in El Paso. Mexico is testing at a much lower rate, and in Juarez has so far mostly been limited to hospitals and health clinics. The lag time between identifying a positive case and contact tracing can have serious consequences, says Alozi.
That's probably a positive that was infected 2 weeks ago. When we see people showing up in our emergency room, that was probably 4 weeks ago. And when we unfortunately do have deaths, that was probably 6 to 8 weeks ago. And so we're always behind the eight ball in terms of the data we have and how we respond to it.
In Juarez, global health expert Dr. Alejandro Diaz-Villalobos shares that concern.
Oh my God, Angela, that's one of the stepping stones of this. You know, we need to trace contacts.
Diaz is especially worried about having adequate protocols in place before maquiladoras, multinational manufacturing plants, reopen in Juarez June 1st.
The more information and reliable information we have, the better the outcome. So that's basically the challenge, information. We need to know who, where, and how. Everything.
Right now, testing is so low in Juarez, contact tracers follow up with what health officials refer to as suspected COVID-19 cases. Back in El Paso, epidemiologist Gonzalez has identified an individual who tested positive and has a large number of contacts in Juarez as well.
Today, one of the binational was 10 contacts.
Contact tracers will warn those people they're all at risk of having been infected with COVID-19 and could be spreading the coronavirus themselves to others on both sides of the border. In El Paso, I'm Angela Cocherga.